Metal Jockey is our story from the United Arab Emirates. Obviously a country that's come a long way in quite a short time economically since the discovery of oil. One of the main leisure pursuits in the United Arab Emirates, alongside all the wonderful, luxurious things that people are invited there to do, is camel racing. It's pretty simple. Camels are raced in the same way that, you know, horses are raced. Someone gets on the back of the camel, several camels set off along a course, and the fastest camel wins. Like horse racing, the ideal build for someone to ride a camel competitively is small and light. Unlike our horse racing that we're used to, this smallness and lightness isn't achieved by using small adults. They actually quite often use children to race camels. They'll get younger boys, maybe around 8 years old, from India, and quite often these boys will be bought in dubious circumstances. They may be orphans, or they may be from very poor families, and they'll be imported essentially to the United Arab Emirates and trained up as camel jockeys, which is a dangerous job. And also the means by which they're taken there, kind of, I guess, against their will, because they're children, are unethical. One of the things that has been suggested, and in fact is in development to stop this happening, is the construction of robot camel jockeys, metal jockeys. The hope is that if camel racing is to continue in an ethical way, in the next few years, robotics will have developed sufficiently to give us a robot which is able to ride a camel competitively. So the camel races in the UAE will be between camels which are all ridden by robots. So that's Metal Jockey.